I can tell you now, after about 100 minutes of experience, that these big red chairs are really not as comfortable as they look. On Thursday afternoon, my family and I were celebrating my child's birthday in a rather loud and noisy gathering in our home when the phone rang. A woman's voice said, "Brother Monty Brough, would you hold the phone a moment? President Hinckley would like to speak with you." I said, "President Hinckley?" in order to gain some attention from my rather raucous family. They quieted quickly, I can tell you. President Hinckley came on the phone and said, "Brother Brough, would it be convenient for you to come to come and see me?" In a rather stilted way, I responded for a moment or two to a couple of questions, and then said, "Gee, President Hinckley, you're giving me a rather frightening phone call." He said, "Oh, don't worry about it. We're just going to give you a new broom and let you sweep the steps in the front of the office building." President Hinckley, I want you to know, and these brethren, that I'd be honored to take up that broom and sweep those steps where you have walked and where President Benson has walked and all these men whom I admire and love with all my heart. A few years ago, while presiding over the mission in Minneapolis, Minnesota, a very interesting event took place that I would like to use to bear my testimony with. A rather severe tornado hit the area. It was severe enough that it came to the attention of the nightly news. It was broadcast over the national networks to California and Arizona and Utah and Idaho. And before long, the telephone started ringing in our office there at the mission home. And this went on for 2 or 3 hours, where parents were calling from all over, wondering how their little Johnny or Richard was doing. I recall walking across the parking lot from the mission office to the mission home, saying to myself, "You know, these Mormon mothers, they just won't undo the apron strings. They just won't let their boys go." Just as I walked into the mission home, the phone was ringing. I picked up the phone, and guess who? My mother. Wondering how her little darling was doing under these circumstances. And then I learned a great and deep lesson. You see, I have no memory of my father. I was not raised in a home where the priesthood was strong. A bishop in Randolph, Utah, mission presidents later on are responsible for my being here tonight. The great thing that I do have, to respond to Elder Ashton's talk, I mean, I have a lot of work on my heart, but one thing my heart has is a willing nature. I'm willing to do anything and everything that I can do to help in this great cause. I bear witness that I know this is God's work in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.